The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen.
Daf Mem Gimel. Today's daf is being studied in the Shmat Murzakini, Yosef Ben Sarav, and Narat Zakanati, and Abba Sarav, and the Shmat of Ram Ben Esther, and Hashem Ten Hamid and Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashlema, Moshe Ben Bin Asarab, and Abraham, and Muhammad Ben Rachel, Kamsiyon Ben Esther, and Narifan of the Hem, and the Nefesh, and the Guf, and the Tam Kurabad Abu. The Chen Yerasov and Omar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Mem Bet Amud Sheni, and we are starting right Vinilath Mina, which is how many lines? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 lines from the bottom. Okay, we're in the subject over here of En Shaliach Lidvar Avera, which literally means when we learned that you're able to make somebody a Shaliach to do something for you, and we said Shaliach Adam Kemoto, for example, you're able to send a Shaliach to go Mekadesh Nisha, or to go make a Girushin, or go take Tiruma, or to be part of a Korban Pesah. You can have one that slaughters for the whole group. All these are different ways of Shalichut. However, in Shaliach Lidvar Avera, which means you cannot send a Shaliach to do an Avera, the Shaliach is going to get punished. Which means that the Shaliach is guilty. You can't say, well, he told me to do it. He sent me to do it. That's a case where there's no Shalichut. In Shaliach, when it comes to Dvar Avera, the Gemara gave a Sivara to that. Dvarei Harav, Dvarei Talmid, Dvarei Mishom'in. Which means Borei Olam tells you, don't do it. That's the Rav. The Talmid tells you, do it. The student, the Shaliach, the Mishaliach tells you to do it. Who are you going to listen to? He is the God or he is the Mishaliach? So therefore, the Gemara says, there is no Shalichut Dvar Avera, except we saw an exception. And that is Me'ila. Me'ila B'Shogeg, which means if a Mishaliach, that's one that's sending, tells the Shaliach, he gives him coins. He doesn't realize that the coins are Higdish. And he tells the Shaliach to go buy something, go buy a shirt, and he goes and buys a shirt. The Mishnah is Ba'al Abayit Mu'il. The Ba'al Abayit, the one that sent him, makes Me'ila. Even though the Shaliach made the Avera, in this case of Me'ila, we say Yesh Shaliach Lidvar Avera. So the Gemara begins, V'nilach Mina. Why don't you learn from Me'ila to everywhere else? And say that just like Me'ila, Yesh Shaliach Lidvar Avera. So we have a way of learning called Binyan Av. Binyan Av means once you find one place, a certain concept, you're able to apply it all over. So through a Binyan Av, we should say what? Yesh Shaliach Lidvar Avera. We have another terasha by shlichutya, that somebody that abuses a pikadon, something that he is given to watch. And over there we see also the concept of yesh shaliach ledvar avera. So we have two cases. We have the case of me'ila and the case of shlichutyad, which we'll see in a moment. The Gemara is going to speak it out. And we have a rule. Whenever you have two pesukim that are teaching you the same concept, we say, well, it's only those two concepts, and you cannot learn it to anywhere else. So the Gemara says, me'ila, hada amaran. Me'ila, we already said, shlichutyad, ma'i. What's the case of shlichutyad? Detanya, we have a braita. We have a law that says like this: if you have a shomer hanam, that's somebody that's watching an item for free, he's not getting paid, and he's to'en that the item was stolen from him. Okay, so the law is, if he wants to get off the hook from paying, he has to make a shivua. What's the shivua? Im lo shalach yado mimlechet re'ehu. He has to swear that he did not do anything that was can cause the item to get damaged. Okay. Because the law is, if he abused or did not protect the item, so then he's hayav, even if something happened beyond his responsibility. He's hayav, he's patur on onus. But if he was sholeach yad bepikadon, then he's hayav even on an onus. It's stolen, got stolen out of his possession. The stolen was out of his control. But if he was sholeach yad bepikadon, he's hayav even on onus. So therefore he has to make a shivua. Then he's going to be patur from the geneva. So the Gemara says, Al kol devar, the Pasuk says, Al kol devar pesha. Bet Shammai omrim, Bet Shammai says, what does it mean, devar pesha? Lechayev ala machshava kema'aseh. Which means, even if the shaliach, the guy who was watching him, thought to damage the item, that's considered already shaliach yad bepikadon, therefore he's chayav on geneva. Even if he thought, Al kol devar pesha, any pesha that he did, even if he had a machshava to damage the item. Bet Hillel omrim, no. Eno chayav ad sheyishlach bo yad. No, he's got to actually damage the item. Sheharei ne'emar, or she'ne'emar, im lo shalach yado. It says he has to be sholeach yado. Amru bet Shammai de bet Hillel, v'alo ne'emar al kol devar pesha. What do you do with the words al kol devar pesha, which is masma, any type of pesha, even machshava? Amru dem bet Hillel, bet Shammai, v'alo ne'emar im lo shalach yado b'mlechet re'ehu. What do you do with my pasuk that says im lo shalach yado? It has to be an actual physical damage. Amru bet Shammai de bet Hillel, im ken al kol devar pesha lamed. He goes back. Okay, so what do you do with my al kol devar pesha? So he says, Bet Hillel answers, Sheyachol, I could have said, En li ela hu. I would have said that one only when he himself damages, then he's going to hayav even if something happened, be honest. Amar le'avdo v'lishlucho minayin. How do I know that if the guy was watching the item, told his servant or his shaliach to go do something to the item, he's also going to be hayav? Tabudomar al kol devar pesha. Good, so you see according to Bet Hillel, yes, shaliach ledvar avera. That you tell the shaliach to damage the item, and who's going to be on the hook for making the payment on geneva? The Baal HaBayit. So therefore, me'ila and shalichut yad bepikadon are two cases where yes, shaliach ledvara, and we have a rule. So those are the two exceptional cases, and therefore you cannot learn it too anywhere else. So comes the Gemara and says, Hanicha lebet Hillel. Very good. According to Bet Hillel, that learns Al Kol Devar Pesha, to teach me what? But the Pasuk is teaching me that even if he told the Shaliach or his Eved to damage it, he's going to be guilty. Very good. So shtikli amikachat emelamidim ela lebet Shammai demuk milele haikera b'machshava kema'aseh. But according to Bet Shammai, that he learned that what a damage, even if he intended to damage, that's considered as if he damaged, and the difference is going to be chayav on geneva nilaf mine. You only have one item. You just have me'ila. Which means, according to Bet Shammai, you just left with Me'ilah. It's not Shnei Kedumim Mikeachad, because he doesn't learn that other derash of Bet Hillel. Therefore, you should learn from Me'ilah using a binyan af to everywhere else to teach me. Yes, Shaliach Ledvar Avera. That's the question. Alibad de Bet Shammai. Mishum Davi Me'ilah Utpiha Umechira. He has another item. Tiviha Mechira. That's the case of what? Where a person steals an item, and then he either sells it and slaughters it. When he steals it, he's chayav two. When he sells it or slaughters it, he's chayav four or five, depending on what he stole. Shnei ketuvim ke'echad, v'chol shnei ketuvim abim ke'echad, em lamedim, me'ila ha'de'amaran. Okay, me'ila we already said. What's the case of tibiha mechira? Tibiha mechira ma'ihi. What's the case? Amar kira. It says, utbacho o mecharo. So we make a connection between the guy slaughtering it or selling it. Ma mechira al yedei acher. Just like mechira, you need somebody else to sell it to. Al yedei acher. Av tibicha al yedei acher. So too, the tibicha means somebody else you're told to slaughter for you. And who's chayav to make the payment? The meshaleach. So you see, yes shaliach ledvar avera by tibicha. You stole the item. You gave it to a shaliach to slaughter. He slaughtered, you pay. Oh, so that's the case of yes shaliach ledvar avera. So according to Bet Shammai, you have me'ila. Good. That's one way of learning it. A hekesh between tibiha and mechira. Ma mechira al yedei acher. He can't sell something unless you have somebody else doing it. They need a buyer. So too tibiha, it's al yedei acher. And still the Torah says the mishaleh is going to be chayav. The better be Ishmael Tana. Oh, lerabot et ha-shaliach. Okay, different drasha, but the same result. It says utbaho o mecharo. The word o comes to teach me even if it was done ayide. Shari al bechaskiyatan tachat lerabot et ha-shaliach. Because it says hamisha baka yishlem tachat ha-shor v'arbason tachat. That's it. So the word tachat is actually tachat twice. So the word tachat is coming to teach me even if it was done al yedei shem. But bottom line, it gets to the same point. You have shnei ketuvim abim keechad, and therefore en melamedim hanicha leman damar shnei ketuvim abim keechad en melamedim. Good. That's according to that opinion that says when you have two items, that are repetitive, they're exceptional, and therefore you don't learn anything else. Oh. But according to the opinion that says that you are melamed, so now I have me'ila and tevi'ha mechira, or I have, according to Beit Hillel, me'ila and shlichut yad bepikadon, I have two pesukim, according to that says melamedim, so how come we don't learn it to the whole Torah that yes, shaliyah l'dvar avera? So Gemara says, galeh rahmana b'shchute chutz. That's talking about a korban that was slaughtered outside of the azara of the Beit HaMikdash. Dam yechashev la'ish hahu, dam shafach. Which means the man that slaughtered outside of the temple, he's considered guilty because he spilt the blood of the korban. Now it says la isha hu, of course la isha hu. So Gemara says hu velo shulcho. Clearly, he is guilty and not the shaliyah, which means only the one that slaughtered. And therefore, we learn from the story of shehuteh hutz to the whole Torah and teach us what? And Shaliyah, the only guy that actually did it, not the Shaliyah. So the Gemara says, hold it. Ashkehan gabesh hotehutz. You found it by one case. Bashkotehutz. Bechol Torah minalan. How do you know that it applies to the whole Torah? Dialif bishkotehutz. So you can tell me you can live from shkotehutz. A dialif bishkotehutz nilif mehanach. Learn from the other items like me'ila and tevi'a to say yes shaliyah advar avera. So which means who told you to learn en shaliyah from shkotehutz? Learn yes shaliyah advar avera from the other cases. Maraita, right? We always learn Maraita. Who told you to learn from there? Learn from there. Gemara says Hadar Katav Rachmana, and that pasuk over there by Shchuteut v'Nichrat Ha'ish Ha'hu, that fellow is going to get karet, which means now. Why do I need that pasuk? It's obvious. Once you told me already the word who, so we know that I don't care who does the item, which means only the guy himself has to do it to be hayav. En shaliyah al-dvar avera. So what do you have to tell me? V'nichrat ha'ishahu. Of course, because he did it. Yeah. The guy who did it is going to be the one that's going to be hayav. You told me that already. Who? Dam shafach ha'ishahu. So comes the Gemara and says, im eno inyan legufof, you don't need it to teach me for itself. So it's extra. The extra ahu is to teach me for everyone. So I need the word karet. Karet is not extra. You have to teach me the punishment is karet. That's a chadush. But what is the aishahu? Of course aishahu. You just told me that you don't punish the shaliyah. Ain't shaliyah var amira. So you should just say v'nichrat. Maz aishahu to teach me not only over here in Anyan for this subject, and now the Anyan for somewhere else, meaning for the rest of the Torah. Good? Oh, Ulan de Amar. Shnei ketubim abaim ke'echad. En melamedim. Good. So according to those opinions, Hane, Ahu, Ahu, my darish behu. According to the other opinions that said en melamedim, so already we had sources for en shaliyah al-dvar avera. The two cases of yes shaliyah al-dvar avera, they were exceptional, and therefore en melamedim. And we actually had a sevara, devrei arav, devrei talmid, devrei mishum'im. So what did they need the word hahu hahu by shechutehutz? I don't need it to teach me en shaliyah al-dvar avera. I know it already, inshallah varavera. So therefore those words are superfluous, the extra. I know inshallah varavera from the sevara of devre arav, devre mishome. I know from somewhere else. What do you need this for? So again, Raman Damash tekel mikechad emin medim, hani yawahu my darish beum. So Gemara says, I'll tell you. Had lemeut eshnaim shohazim besakin veshohatim. What's the case? You have a case of Korban and the Azara. Two guys came in by mistake, they didn't know, and they slaughtered together. Two guys holding the knife. So the pasuk says what? Hahu. Only one guy. But if they did it with a simultaneous action, two guys holding the knife, they're not going to be chayav. Ve'had hu ve'lo anus. What's the case of anus? They threatened him, if you don't slaughter this korban, we're going to kill you. He's off the hook in that case. Hu ve'lo shogeg. Which means he thought the behemah was chulim. He didn't know the behemah was kodesh. Hu ve'lo mut'eh. Or they they tricked them and told them it is chulin when it really wasn't. So therefore, the who is coming to teach two who's. The number one who velo shne anashim shohazim besakin. Then who velo anus velo mutre velo shogeg in all those cases over there. Okay, very good. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, Ve'idach, how is the other rabbi that needs the who to teach me? Where does he learn these other Hadushim from? Mehu Hahu, from the extra hair. How he learns those extra derashot? Ve'idach, the other rabbi, Huahu, no derish. Okay, always like that, he doesn't learn another hair. Good. Ve'hadetani, we have a braita. Ha'omer lishluho, guy tells his messenger, Tse harog et hanefesh, go kill this guy. Who hayav v'shulchav patur. Okay, very good. Who hayav, which means the shaliach is hayav. The shulchav, the one that sent him, is patur. We have no problem with that. Good, that's ein shaliach v'arabera. Shammai zaken omer mishum Haggai Navi. Shammai already has a addition from the prophet Haggai. Shulchav hayav. By murder, the mishaleach is hayav. Shene'emar, because it says, Oto harakta beherev bene amon. Let's go back to the story of David HaMelech alav shalom with Uriah Hiti. Uriah Hiti was put in the front lines by David HaMelech alav shalom, so he should get killed in the war. He got killed in the war. The prophet Natan comes to David HaMelech after and says, Ve'oto harakta. You killed him, Beherev b'nei Amon. Even though he didn't kill him directly, he was killed via a shaliach. So the Shammai HaZaken says, you see what, by murder, yes, shaliach l'dvar avera, and therefore shulchav, Hayav, right? So comes the Gemara and says, which means he gave, to get the story straight, he sent Yoav ben Siruya, his general, to execute the death. But who was Hayav, it sounds like? David HaMelech alav shalom. So you see what? Yeshu Levar Avera. So the Gemara says, Mai ta'amed de Shammai HaZaken. Oh, which means, where does Shammai HaZaken know now? Sheyesh Tal Advar Avera. Kasavar shne ketuvim habaim ke'echad melamedim. Oh, he holds that what? That you learn to the whole Torah kula. And therefore, if you hold shne ketuvim habaim ke'echad, that means me'ila and all those other pesukim, you're able to learn it to the whole Torah. Yes, shaliach l'dvar avera v'hu ahu lo darish. And he doesn't doresh hu ahu to teach me the derasha of in shaliach levar avera. So Shammai really holds bechol haTorah kula. Yes, shaliach levar avera. If you hold, including murder, which is if you don't, I know murder is the source. If you don't have the shnei ketuvim, if you hold shnei ketuvim keechad, no, melamedim, melamedim. So you have meila, to be hal or shidchot yad bepikadon. One of those items, melamedim. Good. Yes, shaliach. And hahu, he doesn't learn. To tell me in Shalavar Avera, that's an exceptional case. He doesn't learn from over there to anyone, doesn't have the Pesukim on that. Oh, so what are you left with? You're left with the Pesuk by David HaMelech to tell me, Oto Harakta. Yes, Shaliach, Ledvar Avera. And therefore, you have a binyan out from these cases over here. Yes, Shaliach, Ledvar Avera, Kote Shammai. We have another answer. Le'olam darish. Really, I'll tell you, Shammai HaZaken is doresh dehem. And therefore, he's doresh that what? That he's doresh both things. The anus, and the shogeg, and the mut'eh. And therefore, the extra letters over there, I could learn what? That it's teaching me in Shaliyah Alvaro. I learned from there. To everywhere else. Oh, so then the question is, what about Oto Haragta, Be'ed Ibn Amon? What does he do with that? Umay Hayav Hayav Bidine Shamayim. That which we said you Hayav by David HaMelech, not Hayav Mita because you did something directly. Indirectly you caused his death. He was just saying Hayav really in Shalavara, even by the Tziha, that Navi that said his Hayav meant Bide Shamayim. Right, so he holds really, he holds, really those two kids of Me'ila and Tibihan Mechira, those are exceptional cases. En Melamedin to the whole Torah Kula. Oh, I have a pasuk by Shchutei Chutz, that is Dafka. To teach me what Dafka hu velo sholuchav. And then from there I learned to the rest of the Torah Kula. I, David HaMelech, when he said he's Hayav, not his Hayav. Hayav Bidei Shamayim. Mechlal, Tetana Kamal Sabar, Afilu Bidei Shamayim. Name Patur? Hold it. There was people that argued on Bet Shamayim. Tana Kama. That means Tana Kama is going to say Bet Shamayim wasn't even Hayav. Bidei Shamayim? I mean, when Tana Kama says Patur, that means Patur on what he said, Hayav. You're going to tell me Patur Afilu Bidei Shamayim? Gemara cannot accept that because David had some guilt in that story over there. Ela dinar abav dinar zutai kabenayhu. So it depends how big the judgment was. Tana Kama says dinar zuta. It's a small judgment. When it says patud, he meant he's patud from a big judgment. He's hayab dinar shemayim, but a small judgment. Vashenker according to Shamaya Zaken dinar abav because he's considered a gerama. But each shita holds en chaliyah ledvar. Abav that's coming up between the two answers. The Tana Kama ben Shemayim dinar abav and dinar. Zuta comes the Gemara and says, "Vibayetema." Shariatam. I could tell you, know what? Different. Murder is different. The Galer Rachmana, oto harakta beherib bnei Amon. Really, bechol haTorah kula in chel alvar avera. I have a case over here by Harigar. It's ha. Okay, that's an exception. Oh, now comes the Gemara and says, "Ve'idach Tanakama."
Pasuk.
It says in the pasuk, "Ve'oto harakta." If you hold that, what in Chalad Baravera? That says "Ve'oto harakta." So, what is he guilty of?
Uh-huh.
I mean, you didn't kill him. You say he sent right the shaliach in Chalad Baravera. What's the pshat in the pasuk when it comes along and says, "Ve'oto harakta"? הרי לך כחרב בני עמון. מה חרב בני עמון אין אתה נענש עליו? אף אוריה חיתי אי אתה נענש עליו. Unbelievable. If somebody from עמון kills, are we חייב?
No.
No, חרב בני עמון is not our responsibility. So the Nabi was telling David, ואותו הרקת, this אוריה that you killed, Beherib bin Amon. It's like the sword of bin Amon. Just like if the Herib bin Amon kills somebody, you're not guilty. Af al uriyah hiti, you're not guilty. He was comparing it to the Herib bin Amon that there's no onus on you, David. You're off the hook. Why? He sent him to get killed. Why should he be totally off the hook? My tama, moreh b'malchut hava. Because uriyah was considered a moreh b'malchut. Why? The Kamar because Uriah told David HaMelech, Vadoni Yoav, Ve'avde Adoni al Pene HaSadeh Chonim. Okay, it's Mahlok, how to learn the Mored Malchut. David HaMelech told Uriah, go home to your wife. Uriah says, how can I go home to my wife? There's a war going on. Yoav and the whole soldiers are all out in the war. I'm not going home. Simple Pshat Tosfot says, that was the rebellion. King tells you to go home.
You go home.
And you don't go home. You're giving a speech where you don't want to go home. Mm-hmm. So you're a Merib Malchut. So when David sends him on the front lines, he's Hayav. If we just go to Arak to Beherib bin Amon, no problem. Maher bin Amon, you have no responsibility. Afur Yahati, you have no responsibility. He's a Murid. Some say that the Avon was that he called Yoav Adoni. Vadoni Yoav. You don't call anybody Adon in front of the Melech. And therefore, by calling your Av his Adon, that's already a slight to the king. That's the Machlokes. So that's the Machlokes, exactly what the Moreb Malchut was. In any event, the Gemara continues. Okay. We're going back now.
According to the first answer of the Gemara, Shammai HaZaken holds Yesh Shaliach Ledvar Avera Bechol HaTorah Kula.
Correct.
Everywhere in the Torah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
שני כתובים הם כאחד מלמדים, מלמדים, איפה מעילה, and all the תביחה מכילה, learn it for the whole Torah כולה, the case of נציחה works out good, אותו הרקת, יש שאלה דבר עבירה. אמר רבה, אם תמסה לומר, if you want to say what, סבר שמי שני כתובים כאחד, מלמדים, very good. You also that. That's why Yeshua Levar Vechos, he learns all those cases you learn. And therefore he doesn't learn the extra out to teach me that in Shalal Levar Avera, that because of Shonte Chutz. However, Mode, he agrees. Be'omer l'shlucho, se be'ol et ha'irva. He tells the Shalia, go have relations with this lady that's Asur, with the Irva. Or he tells his shaliah, go eat chilev. In that case, shi'u hayav v'shulchav patur. Everybody agrees the shaliah's hayav in that case, and the guy that sent is patur. Why? Shelo matzinu bechol haTorah kula ze nehene v'ze mitchayev. Because these are averot that have hana'ah. You can't say, well, this guy over here is going to go commit arayot. He has all the hana'ah, and then the behayev, the guy that sent him? Nah, that's already too much. Okay. You go eat the halif. He ate the halif, he enjoyed the halif, and they give the avon to the first guy? No. In this case over here, when there's hana'ah in the avera, even the Shammai is going to hold, or Shammai Zakin, that says, Inshaliyah, l'dvar avera. We don't find the case, zeneh, v'zemetchayev. Itmar, we have a statement. Rav Amar, Shaliyah, na'asa'id. He sent the Shaliyah to marry a lady, let's say.
Call a witness.
The Shaliyah can be a witness as well. You need two witnesses, right? He could be a witness also. Okay. So the guy tells us, should I take this coin, go marry this lady for me? For me. To me. He could take the coin, do it, and also stand there as one of the witnesses. Mm-hmm. Him and somebody else, obviously. Well, he cannot be. Now we don't know why, we'll have to see the logic. What's the reason why the Mishela says that Ashen Shaliach Na'asa'ed? Maybe because he didn't designate him. Maybe you have to designate Edim. And he didn't designate him. Ela me'ata kiddush isha b'fnei shnayim v'lo amar lehem atem edai. Ha'chaname de lo havi kiddushe? Who says you have to designate witnesses? You're telling me that if a guy gave kiddushin in front of two kosher people, it's not a kiddushin? You have to designate them. If the two kosher witnesses are watching the kiddushin, it's kosher. So therefore, don't tell me the reason why a shaliach cannot be in the air is because you didn't designate him. He doesn't have to be designated. Ela Rav Amar Shaliach Na'asa'ed. We're going to explain the machloka like this. Rav holds, Shai is kasher. You know why he's kasher? Alume kame'alimna lemilteh. Which means, he's the best Eid. Not only can he be an Eid, but he's the strongest Eid, because he's the guy that's doing it. He's more midayek. He's the one that brought the coin. He's the one that's making the kiddushin for the guy. There's no better Eid than him, according to that logic. Why should he be pasul adraba? He's strong. He's midayek. He knows exactly what's going on. The better be shala amri in shalach nasa Eid. Why? כיוון דאמר מור שלוחו של אדם כמותו הבי לה כגופה שליח כמותו. You're like the guy. A guy cannot testify on something on himself because he's a nogeya, and therefore cannot work. אין אדם מעיד על עצמו או לעצמו. Very good. שלוחו של אדם כמותו. מתי ו... The Gemara has a question. אמר לשלושה. Guy tells three people. Go make a kiddushin for me. Echad shaliyah. So how do we break it down? One becomes the shaliyah to give the kiddushin. Ushnayim edim. Okay, we assume that's what he meant.
Uh-huh.
Even though he didn't speak it out, when you tell three people, his kavanah is one of you guys deliver it, shaliyah, the other two guys will be in ed. Devarei bet shamay betelel omrim kulam shiluhim hem. No, if he told three people, go give the kiddushin, he means all three should be agents. Therefore you got to get two guys from the street to become the Eid. Right. The machlok is only by three people that Bet Shammai is going to say what? One shaliach, two Eidim.
But if he only told two people divrei hakol, no. Which is according to Beit Shammai, in that case also, the shaliach is going to be pasul to be an ed.
Because one of them is an agent.
Because one of them is an agent.
Yeah.
And therefore, you see what? According to these opinions over here, Ben Lebet Tilel, Ben Lebet Shammai, En Shaliach Nasar Ed. Three guys, Bet Shammai will agree. One is a Tetra to Edim. But two guys, we said, why? Don't you say both? Say both of them are Edim.
Same guy can't be.
Because you see what? En Shaliach Nasar Ed. So comes the Gemara and says, so that's the She'elah. Right? Who? Questions against Rav. Rav, you said Shaliach Kin Na'asa'id. Right? Shaliach Kin Na'asa'id, Rav said. What are you going like? You're not going like Beit Shammai, you're not going like Beit Hillel, you're arguing on the Tanaim over here. So comes the Gemara and says, no problem. Who the Amar Ki Hai Tana? He found the Tana. The Tanya, Rabbi Natan Omer. Beit Shammai Omerim, Shaliach Ve'ed Echad. Which means we found a case where Shaliach is mitzaref with another head in order to make the Kiddushin. Which means everybody's saying over here, I just quote the Beit Hillel, the Shaliach cannot be the Ed. Therefore, you got to get two other witnesses. But at least according to Beit Shammai,
One
could be a witness, and you just got to get another guy. So therefore, what comes out, let's crystallize, Rav has an opinion, Beit Shammai. Now, we don't like to do that. Let's go slow again. Rav is the one that said, Shaliach Na'asa'id. Beautiful. We had originally a braita that sounded like no opinions hold by two people. By two people, when you send two people, Shnayim Lo, even Beit Shammai is going to say, En Shaliach Na'asa'id, and you're stuck. Now we said no. According to this new girsa, Beit Shammai is going to hold at least. When you tell two people, go give a kiddushin, one of them can be an ed. You just need another guy off the street, just to be mitzaref. So therefore you see what? Shaliach ken na'ase ed. So comes the Gemara and says, V'rav ke Beit Shammai? We don't want to make... No, Rav is going like Beit Shammai. We don't want to make him like Beit Shammai. No, Beit Hillel holds, you got to get two guys off the street.
Two new guys.
Right, but we're talking about two.
Beit Hillel means Shaliach u'shnei Edim. Which means you need the Shaliach, you got to get two other Edim. Okay? So comes the Gemara and says... Ipuch. Let's switch it around. Which means make Beit Hillel the one that says Shaliach Na'asa'id. Dravacha bered Rava matni itcha. But Dravacha had the opposite girsa in the original Mahloket. Rav Amar in Shaliach Na'asa'id. The bered bishela amir Shaliach Na'asa'id. Vilcheta Shaliach Na'asa'id. Finish. That's the halakha that a Shaliach indeed can become an Ed. Good. That's a different chitot. Is it Rav? Is it Rabbi Shela? Is it Beit Shammai? Is it Beit Hillel? Soft Avar. Shaliach Na'asa'id. Okay.
Well,
depends. Could be according to Beit Hillel, according to one girsa. If you switch it,
okay. Oh,
in the epoch. Rav Amar Rav Nachman Amar Lishnayim. A guy tells. Now we continue. A guy tells two people, Se'u v'kadeshu li etaisha. He tells two people, go mekadesh for me a lady. En sheluhav, en edav. Beautiful. Once already we learned Shaliach Na'asa'id. So you tell two guys, you be the Shaliach, they come back to the edim as well. Vechen begirushin. Same thing, two edim. Go give the get to the wife, the two shalichim can become the edim. Vechen bedine mamonot. Okay, now we get to the subject. Which means, if the Love, the one that borrowed the money, sends money with two shalichim, go pay back the malveh, so therefore they are ne'eman to say, we paid it. Which is if the malveh comes along now and says, hey, I never got my money. Bring these two guys, that were the shalichim to deliver the money, they could testify, we paid them the money, and they are ne'eman. Okay, the shalichim can become the edim by Mamonot. Utsricha. You need all cases. Kiddushin, Girushin, Mamon. What's the additional case? Go. The E. Ashmeinam Bekiddushin. Mishum delimisra ka'ate. They don't have a reason to lie, because if anything, by they saying that she's mekudeshet, she becomes asura to them. And therefore it's to their detriment. Therefore they have an emanut. Because why would they, by saying that she's mekudeshet, it's a humrah for them. Because now, she can't marry these two guys. So there, I can believe them. However, about Girushin, Nihu Shema, Enav Natanba, maybe one of the shidirim wants her. And therefore they falsely testify, yeah, we gave her a get. Right? Maybe they really give it again, but they wanna take us. So Girushin is a leniency for them. I might have thought, what? You don't believe them. Kamash ma'alan, that still you believe them. Even though there is a benefit
to the Girushin,
to the witness. The Ashmeinan Girushin, I could say, Mishum de'itale betre lohazya. She can't marry both of them. So therefore, I'm going to say what? They'll be ne'eman. Because they both can't take her. So they won't lie. However, aval hane by mamona ema hane miflag palge. They could split the money. By mamono, they're giving shirichim. Yeah, we paid the malveh. What did I do? They took the money, he took 50%, he took 50%, put it in his pocket. Okay. So you might have thought, in that case, where they both can be ne'ene equally, maybe they're not ne'eman. So Gemara said, Sirike. No, they're ne'eman in the case of mamonot as well. Asabar. What do you hold by this case of money? I kasabar malveh lachavero. The person that lends his friend money, or he's giving, let's say, money to his friend to watch, be'edim, if you do it in front of witnesses that you gave him the money, sarich lefor'o be'edim, so when the guy pays back, he also has to pay back in front of edim, which means a person is not ne'eman to say, I paid you, unless he brings edim. Because why? From the fact that he only lent you in front of edim, that shows you he doesn't trust you. And therefore, since if you hold that a malveh b'fnei edim, you have to pay back in front of edim also. We're not going to trust the guy to say, well, I paid, you need edim as well. Therefore, he's not ne'eman alav. And therefore, it says, if he made a condition, I'm lending you this money in front of edim, al menat, that when you pay me back, it's in front of edim as well. Also, the question is, how could you believe these people? Ishiluhim. Why? Again, we didn't get to the question. We're establishing rules first. What do you need edim for at all? Ella, you must hold. And therefore, what's the pshat? I'm giving you the money in front of witness because I don't trust you. And therefore, as if I'm telling you, when you pay me back, make sure you pay me back in front of edim over here. Good. If you're holding like that, we have a problem. Why? Well, read the question. We didn't finish the question. Gemara says, "Hane nugeim be'edut nidu." These two guys over here are considered nugeim, which means they're not objective. They have a nigi'ah of mamon, and therefore they're pasul. Why? It's to their benefit to lie. You know why? To say that they paid it to the malveh, that they gave it. Why? Di amre lo pirane, because if they're going to come along and say, we didn't pay it to the malveh, amar lehu par'uni, he's going to come along and say, give me back my money. So therefore, it's to their advantage to lie, because they're going to have to pay somebody back. The lender's got, you didn't pay? Oh, so give me back my money. So therefore, the reason why they're going to lie is in order to keep the money.
Go
slow.
They got the money from the borrower. And
the loveh gave the money to the shilichim. Go pay back the malveh.
They're going to say they paid it so they can keep it.
Right. They're going to say we paid it order they can keep the money for themselves.
Because
it's not to their advantage to say we didn't pay it. Because if they say we didn't pay it, okay, didn't pay it, give me my money back. Now look at Rashi. Now look at the Rashi. Look at Rashi now. Let's read Rashi. Fourth line of Rashi. Fourth line. Rashi says all this. You need edim, that's why we say you need edim. the love is not neiman to say I paid you. Hechi mehem neiloman netanum lemalve. How could you trust these witnesses to say I paid? We paid the malve. Harin nugaim beedutanhen. They're nugaim. Why? If they don't testify that we paid the malve, Amar lehem love, the love is going to come back and say, Paroni mashemasati lachem, the pe'amim shemasru lahem be'edim, which means they're going to come along and ask back. He's going to come along the love and ask back for the money. So therefore, they have a reason to lie.
Uh-huh.
The borrower
is
going to say, you didn't pay the guy. Can you back my money?
You want to hear it in these words here?
Okay.
Nafshach.
Right.
If the money is still in their hands and they're lying, right? B'mas shem umrim shem masum na love, harem marvichim mamon. For sure. They say they paid and they kept the money. They're stop benefiting. Even if they gave the love the money, because by saying that, they're exempting themselves from paying the love. Share ilu amu shalom masrum le love. Hayal be hayav le shalem le malve et chobo. Vaya chozer ve tobet kaspo mina shelukim. Vezochibadin. Right? Why? Because by saying that, we didn't pay. Right? By saying that, let's say we paid, that's not a good claim. Because they have to say that. Because if they say we didn't pay, what's going to happen? They're going to owe him back. Which means the malveh first is going to say, hey, I want my money. And since you didn't pay back with Edim, so he's going to have to now pay him the money back to the malveh, and he's going to hold the shiluchim responsible. So therefore the Gemara is saying, how could they be ne'eman? So give my answers. You know what we must hold over here? Really, we're going to hold the malveh t'chavro be'edim and sarich lefor'o be'edim. This opinion must be holding the loveh is ne'eman without a ra'aya. It's enough for the loveh to say parati. Okay? It's enough to say that what? I paid you. Normally we have a law in the Torah that says like this. If I come along and say you owe me $1,000, I say you owe me $1,000. You come along and you kofer hakol. You say I owe you nothing. From the Torah law, you're not obligated to make a shivua. Kofer hakol is patur mishivua. Only modeh b'miksat is hayav a shivua. So therefore, the Gemara says like this. Gemara says that what migu diachlel lememar, the shiluhim have a migu. Migu is like a better claim. What's the migu that they have? They could have claimed a better claim. Ahadirinu lelove. They could have said, we gave the money back to the love. Yecholim lememar pedagane lemalve. Which means, if the edim wanted a lie, they could have had a better lie. They could have said, we gave the money back to the love.
Why is that better?
Because there's nothing on them. It's an easy lie to them. They don't have to swear. Yeah. They have to do anything. The borrower was... They're coming.
Who's paying who in this case?
The shaliachim.
Who's sending the money to him?
The loveh. The loveh is sending to the malveh. He wants to pay back his debt.
The borrower to the loan.
The borrower is using shaliachim to pay back the lender.
Okay.
So the Gemara is saying, we must be holding like the opinion that says, hamalveh be'edim, that if you make a loan in front of edim, en sarich leparo bifnei edim.
Right.
And therefore it's enough for the loveh himself to say, parati, that I paid it back, and really it would be ne'eman. So you don't need witnesses. Oh, in that case over there, that's why we're going to give a ne'emanut to the shaliachim. Why? Because they are believed now with what's called a migo. What's a migo? Migo means we could have gave, if we wanted a lie,
we could have lied better.
We could have kept the money, and we could have said, we paid you back. We gave it back to the loveh. You gave us money to pay the malveh. We didn't do it. We gave it back to you.
You gave us money, we gave it back to you.
Correct. Yes. Correct.
Okay.
You're saying what happened. And therefore, if they wanted to lie, they could have lied and said very clearly,
We gave you back the money. Why is that better?
I'll explain it to you. Because now they're off the hook. There's no recourse.
Responsibility is back on the bar.
There's no recourse over there. Okay. What do they get hurt by making such a claim? Do they have to make a shivua?
No.
They're kufir bakul. You're saying, you owe me $1,000. Where's my $1,000? I gave it to you. I don't owe you nothing. So there's no recourse. It doesn't hurt. It's, again, when the lie is an easy lie, you assume the guy should have said it. If he didn't use the easy lie, and instead would he come along and said, no, we paid the malveh, so you got to believe him. Because if they wanted a lie, they could have made a migu with a beautiful lie, that there would be no recourse. So therefore, migu deyecholim lebeman adirinu leloveh, and they believe with that ta'ana. So yecholim lebeman because if they wanted to poter themselves, they could have. Therefore, they're not considered nogaim.
Yeah.
Okay? Because there's no revat, there's no benefit that they're saying that they paid the malveh. No, you don't believe it. Let me say benefit. You know when you don't believe that they paid the malveh? When they benefit by saying that claim.
Right.
So originally we thought there's a benefit. Because if you say that you have to pay back in front of witnesses, the benefits, if they don't say that claim, then the loveh is going to come after them and give me the money back.
Money back.
Oh, so therefore they have advantage. You say, no, we paid it. But in this case over there, on the opposite, if they wanted to lie, if they wanted to steal, they could have said, by the way, we gave you the money back. And there's no recourse on them. It's an easy lie for them.
The
recourse on them, what are you going to say? What are they going
to
say?
We gave the money to the guy you told us to give it to.
Listen, if they're saying they gave the money to the malveh, that's them. Then they're lying.
Because the malveh said never got the money, so they're taking the
money. Two more things.
They're trying to say since they could.
Watch. If the kesef is still in their hand,
okay.
If they still hold, they're lying. These guys. If the kesef is still in their hand and they're lying and they're saying that we gave it to the malveh,
we gave it to the lender.
Stop. So that's clearly a benefit. That's why they're not
they're
Neiman.
Pocketing the money.
They're pocketing the money. That's why they're not Neiman. Exactly. That's a benefit. Because they can pocket the money.
That's a lie.
Of course. That's a straight out lie. That's a great advantage. I'll say I gave it to the Malveh. I'll keep it in my pocket. Yes. That's for sure the advantage. And the advantage is also the other way. By saying what? We didn't give it to the Malveh. So what's the Malveh going to say? Are you going to give it to the Malveh? Hello? So give it to me back, by the way. Because now the Malveh is going to say to the Loveh, hey, I didn't get paid. He's going to have to pay him because
the money
you got to go through Edim, and there was no Edim over here. And now they're going to go to the Shili'im, and they're going to get the money back, the Loveh of them. So therefore, there's no Ne'emanut, because no matter what claim they say, they always have an advantage and a reason to lie. Just explain it to the outside. And we'll conclude this question. The Gemara is saying, if you lend money with witnesses and you need witnesses to say parati, so then you have a problem. When this Loveh gave the money to the Shilichim and said, go bring the money to the Malveh. They're not Ne'eman. Why? Because they have an advantage to lie. Right? If they say that they paid the guy, the Malveh, they have an advantage to say what? Because they kept the money for themselves. To come along and say what? We gave it to you back. Gave it to me back. What's your proof? What's your proof that you gave it to me back? You're not Ne'eman to say you gave it to me back. Therefore, they're going to have to make a shivua and all that because they're not believed unless they give it back with Eidim. Good? So therefore, they're not Ne'eman. Therefore, they're liars. You have to assume that you cannot trust them. But if you hold that what?
You
don't need witnesses. When you give money back, you don't have to have witnesses. So very good. The shilichim are Ne'eman to say they gave it to the Loveh. Because if they want, to the Malveh. Because if they wanted a lie, they could have said, we gave it back to you. The guy said, I didn't get anything. They kofir akol, kofir akol, kofir akol, doesn't even have to make a shivu'ah, but you don't need witnesses to say you did ne'eman. Right? Never since they went extra, they said, we gave it to the Malveh, they are ne'eman. But the Gemara has one more caveat. The hash that the tikkun rabbanan shivu'at hisit, now that the rabbis established a new type of shivu'ah called shivu'ah tesit, which is a rabbinical shivu'ah, that means even a kofir akol has to swear. So therefore, mishtaveh ani edim. So therefore, diayivna le, umishtaba malveh de lo shakile, upara le loveh le malveh. Now the me goes out the window. Because they don't have a better claim to say that what? I gave it back to you. Because they're going to have to swear in that case. So the Gemara says, what do you do? Mishtaveh ani edim diayivna le. They have to swear that they gave the money to the loveh.
Umishtabah malveh, and if the malveh wants to claim he didn't get it, he has to swear de lo shakile, that I didn't get it. Then the borrower has to pay back the loveh. Everybody has to swear in this case, therefore the edim are not going to be the imam off the bat. Let's just read Rashi.
And if
look at Rashi. Rashi says it clear. Therefore, what? They're not the imam.
They're not
Neeman. Look at Rashi. The hash the what he said. Hitilu alav shvua mehash the afilu sfiralan amalvet haverom be'edim. En salich lefaron be'edim afilu achi nugeim be'edutan. They're still nugeim. Why? If they say we gave it back to you, Mr. Loveh, they're going to have to swear. Therefore, they'd rather say what? That we gave it to the Malveh. They don't want to make it. They'd rather steal than swear falsely.
Right.
Right. They don't want to swear falsely. Even though a person is hashud, let's say, when it comes to money, lo hashde ashivua. We're not oshed that wa on a shivua. So therefore, he's going to come along, and they're going to come along and rather say, we gave it to the malveh. We rather say we gave it to the malveh, so we don't have to come and swear to the loveh. So therefore, by mamon, we don't trust the shelichi. By girushin, yes. By kiddushin, yes. But by money, kevan de edim lo avi. So therefore, that considers edim. Are adina ze kedina katzu b'shvorot? Okay, the Ganashi compares to a case of a henvani. What's that case? Apin kaso mishtave inu di avu lehu lemalve, which means you have a case over there where you have a henvani that has his ledger. Right, that people get the credit. Okay? So what did he do over there? He gave money to somebody to go give it to the grocer to pay his bill.
Okay?
They have to swear that they gave the money to the grocer, to the malveh. Viniftarin. So they're off the hook. Min ha-shuleach, dehue emin b'shvu'a shebasa lema'otam, aval malveh omer, the malveh says, I didn't get paid. So he has to swear that he didn't receive it, and then the customer has to repay the debt. She'en emanim lo b'shvu'a mishtabat, de lo shakim yadav para le malveh. So it's the same law over here. Since bottom line, there's shivu'ot in the world now, even on a kofer akol, so you have an advantage to lie, because you'd rather say, I paid the malveh, instead of having to swear to the loveh. So therefore, in this case over here, everybody's got to swear. You got to swear you paid the malveh. Okay? The malveh's got to swear if he wants to swear. I didn't get it. Oh, so then already you got to deal with the loveh. Got to repay the... Means they recluse themselves once they swear. We're out. We paid. Okay, we paid. Yeah, you have a name on it. I'm not your baal davar. Your claim is now with the... with the malveh. He wants to swear, he didn't get it. We're off the hook. We swear at you. Go after him now. We didn't borrow money. You would have got to borrow the money. He's claiming you didn't pay back. We're swearing to you. The edim have to answer to the loveh. You're our baal davar. We're swearing to you, we paid him. Goodbye. We have nothing to do with you anymore. We're all see, we'll walk out of here. The malveh is claiming to the loveh now. That's his baal davar. I swear I didn't get it.
Pay it.
That's it. Loveh against malveh. I mean, loveh cannot come to the shidduchim and say, you pay it. No. We dealt with you. You gave us money. We're swearing. We executed. Goodbye. That's all we could do.
It's you and him.
That's all we could do.
It's you and him.
Now, it's you and him. He's swearing he didn't get it. Okay. Go fight with him. We reclused ourselves from our relationship with you. But this guy's claiming that you're still connected. He swore. You willing to swear? Got to pay him again. We just want to explain one more time again where we ended off last night. We might have said it when we were rushing on the way out. So we'll just say it again. The Gemara was talking about over here a situation where a loveh gives shiluchim, messengers, money to go pay the malveh. So we said in that case over there, we wanted to say that what? That they have a ne'emanut, which means they have a ne'emanut to say that they paid off the malveh. So the Gemara wanted to understand, what do you hold? If you hold that normally that a person that gives over money, a malveh that gives a loveh money, with edim, that the Noveh has to pay back in front of Edim, because that's as if to say to Malveh, saying, I don't trust you, that's why I'm giving it to you with Edim, meaning it's implicit that he says, I want you to pay me back with Edim, and you're not going to be believed to say that you paid me. And similarly, here's the key point that I'm adding now so you make a clear understanding. When this Lover gave money to the Shiluchim, that's also like giving money over to somebody. Could be he gave it over with Edim. And therefore, the only way that they're going to be able to say, we gave it back to you, is with Edim. Which means we're looking at not only Malve Love, but we're comparing also Love to the Shiluchim. Oh, so now for the Shiluchim go and they go supposedly give it to the Malveh. They're not Ne'eman. Because what are they going to say? To say that we gave it to the Malveh, they have a benefit. Yeah, of course, because they pocketed the money. That's what I want to say, give it to the Malveh. And to say that we gave it back to the Loveh, they're not Ne'eman. Because they need Edim. Because since it's possible, this is what Ashi threw in. It's possible that the Loveh gave it to the Shiluchim with Edim. So but they're not going to be Ne'eman even if they make a Shivu'ah. Unless they give it back with Edim. So therefore, Miman Nafshach, the Shiluchim are not going to be believed. They're not going to be believed to say we gave it to the Malven. Of course you gave it to them because you want to keep the money in your pocket. And you're not being believed to say we gave it back to the Lover because they have no neighborhood even with the Shivu'ah. Why? Because if the Lover gave the Shiluchim money with Edim, to go bring it to the Malven, if they want to say they gave it back to the Lover, they have to bring Edim as well. And they didn't. So therefore, they have a reason why they're going to lie. Therefore, they're not Ne'eman. But if you say that if you give money over to somebody with Edim, they don't have to give it back with Edim. So therefore, the Shiluchim are Ne'eman to say that we paid the Malveh. Why? Because they could have said, we gave it to you back. And they're Ne'eman to say that, even without a Shivu'ah, because that's the case of Kofer HaKobot, that doesn't demand to make a Shivu'ah even. So therefore they're off the hook. Kamash also, Kamarad says, you're right. Only in the case where you say that you malveh with Edim, you don't need to pay back with Edim, the Loveh has a migu to be believed. However, the Shiluchim have a migu to be believed. However, now that we hold of Shivu'ah Tesit, Shivu'ah Tesit means that regardless, the Shiluchim are going to have to make a Shivu'ah, even if they're Kofer HaKol, but even they say, I don't know anything, they still have to make a Shivu'ah, so now you don't have this Migu anymore. Because the reason why they're going to say, I paid the Malveh, because they don't want to make a Shivu'ah to the Loveh. Oh, so now already the law is going to be that they're going to have to swear. If they come along and say we paid the Malveh, they have to swear that they paid the Malveh. The Malveh has to swear that he did not get it. And then the Loveh has to pay back the Malveh. Baruch Adonai Le'olam, amen, amen.